You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Bad people like that will become even worse. Some of them will teach a false message, and people will believe their lies. Those false teachers even believe their own lies. But you must continue to believe the things that you have learned. You know that those things are true. You know the teachers who taught you those things. I have read from the Easy Bible Translation. He says that bad people will become even worse. They will wax strong in sin and unrighteousness. And that some of them will teach a false message. We are seeing that today. You know, every single person that God used to communicate the gospel to us wrote about preachers preaching false message, false doctrine in the end time. Jesus said it. He warned us severally. Paul wrote about it. We are actually reading the letter of Paul to Timothy. Peter also wrote about it. Several of the writers of the New Testament wrote about it. So it's always surprising today that people are wondering, when you say this one is a false teacher, this is a false doctrine, this is a false message, people don't seem to get it. People think, oh, leave everybody. Let them preach whatever God has called them to preach. God has not called all of us to preach the same thing. That is a lie. There is only one gospel. And so God can't call A to preach a gospel and call B to preach another gospel. All the people who are saying that God called them to preach prosperity, he calls some people to preach about hell and about eternity, they are deceiving themselves. You see, that's why he says, those false teachers even believe their own lies. They have lied to themselves to the point that they've all come to believe in their own lies. They've convinced themselves that their mission is to preach money. They've convinced themselves that their mission is to preach ancestral spirit, is to preach generational curses. They've convinced themselves. But if you look at the scriptures, Paul didn't preach a gospel different from what Peter preached. Peter didn't preach a gospel different from what Jesus preached. Jude did not preach a gospel different from what Paul preached. James didn't preach a gospel different from what Peter preached. John didn't preach a gospel different from what every other person preached. Everybody preached the same gospel. How come today we are having strange things, strange practices? Some people say their own is to on candle. Some people say their own is to be praying over waters. You know, all kinds of strange things in the body of Christ. There are people today, what they are preaching is miracles. All their talk revolves around miracles power. That's not the gospel. The scripture says that such of them will teach a false message, and people will believe their lies. People are believing lies. People enjoy lies. Just as we have false teachers, we also equally have false brethren. But I'm saying, according to verse 14, it says, but you, don't get deceived. It says, you must continue in the things you have learned, because you know that they are true and you know who has taught it. Brethren, this is warning from the Lord. Don't give yourself to false teachings. There are more false teachers today than people preaching the truth. And it's from the highest level to the lowest level that you can think of. The scripture has warned us that they will teach false message. You be careful that you do not open your life to false message. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.